More than 2,000 people attended a memorial service for the late Prime Minister of Tonga in Auckland last night, Akilisi Pōhiwa, who died in Auckland on Thursday after being hospitalised with pneumonia, had been the longest-serving MP in Tonga and Prime Minister since 2014. Last night's service was attended by Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, her deputy Winston Peters, and the Minister for Pacific Peoples, Apito William Seal. Other government ministers and foreign dignitaries were there too. RNZ Pacific's Christina Rovoy reports.
There wasn't an empty seat inside the Free Wesleyan Church of Tonga in Mangere, and many mourners had to stand outside the Tuinga Papai Hall. Kepueli Pōhiwa says it's a sign of how much his grandfather meant to the people. The 25-year-old says he has lost his friend and his greatest inspiration.
Remember growing up, our house was always open to everyone. We would see new faces every day, and it felt like everyone in Tonga was family. As a little kid, I thought I was related to everyone. That was just my grandfather. He was a man of the people, and sadly, I'm going to miss him.
Kepueli Pōhiwa says he is studying politics and hopes to follow in his grandfather's footsteps one day. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says throughout his life, Mr. Pōhiwa was a very close friend of New Zealand.
Today is an opportunity to remember the man, his life and his legacy. Throughout the region, we will be remembered for his courage, integrity and heart. While we have lost his leadership, his legacy, a commitment to democracy, fairness and transparency.
Sarah Molipeli was among those standing outside the church and says she is proud her family came to pay their last respects to their great leader.
It's a great loss for the kingdom, and we are here for mourning, especially his family. You can see there are heaps of people here, and we got no space, but it's great to be here. He's a great leader.
Tongan Health Minister Saia Piukala thanked Ms. Ardern and the people of New Zealand for standing as one with their Tongan whānau.
We gather here not to debate policies or endorse complicated legacy, but rather a time to mourn the loss of a great leader. You have come to mourn with us, to acknowledge our loss and hurt, and to be an encourager in this troubled time.
Akilisi Pōhiwa's son, Po'oe Pōhiwa, also thanked the people on behalf of the family and shared a poem his father wrote entitled The Security.
On behalf of my brothers and sisters and the rest of the Pōhiwa extended family, I thank you all for coming to our father's memorial service. We are deeply honoured and grateful.
Mr. Pōhiwa will be taken back to Tonga on Tuesday by a Royal New Zealand Air Force aircraft, with his state funeral to take place on Thursday, a day that has been declared a public holiday in the Pacific Kingdom. For Morning Report, Ofalahi Atu, this is Christine Ravoy.